You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about an annual family reunion.
Writer McKenna Shear is a proud Wisconsinite. Sure, that love is tied to cheese and spotted cow, but at the root of that love is her family. Shear shared a story about her Norwegian side at a live Wisconsin Life storytelling event in Eau Claire at the Lakely.
About 150 years ago, a couple of Norwegians, Sivert Geary and Ingeborg Mail, emigrated from Norway to the United States and by 1920 had settled with their family in Dunn County. Sivert and Ingeborg had 4 sons and 2 daughters. From then on, you know how it goes. Those kids got married and had kids of their own, and the cycle repeated until it got to my dad. He met a gal with a big laugh and a bigger heart, my mom, and in 2000, yours truly popped out. Well, I'm pleased to report that 150 years later, the Gearys are now, and maybe always have been, a bunch of loudmouth Norwegians. I think they taught me my first curse word, and my family knows how much I love those. It's cackling women who showed me I never needed to be silent or make myself small, and the quieter Geary men who have always worked with their hands and loved their family. But a room can get pretty stuffy when it's filled with a family as big as ours, so the Gearys started having family get-togethers outdoors. One of those first planned family reunions was called Geary Fest. For the past near 20 years, my great-aunt Jayette and great-uncle Larry Geary have been hosting that family reunion at their Dunn County homestead. Annually, they welcome 70-plus loud-mouth family members for Labor Day weekend when Geary Fest is held. In my 24 years, I don't remember ever missing 1 year of Geary Fest. Through rain and humidity, Gearys show up. I think that kind of commitment to Geary Fest is because of 3 things. There are 2 Midwestern potluck-style meals in 1 day. Hey. The Hestisco tournament, and because Great Aunt Jayette said so. And I'm sure most of you are curious, what's Hestisco? Hestisco translates from Norwegian to English as horseshoes, the game. Traditionally, people play horseshoes with horseshoes. Gearys don't do that. We use washers. And no, I've never won. My dad has, though, twice, so it's in my blood. Nowadays, my favorite part of the reunion is the silent auction. Every family that comes aims to bring at least 1 thing for it, and the money raised goes right back to the Geary Fund. Those funds cover the cost of hosting Geary Fest, but it's also a family fund. We've donated to family members with cancer. We've given money to members to go on mission trips. And my great uncle Larry added, don't forget about the headstones. Headstones. The whole reason Geary Fest even exists is because of those Norwegians who emigrated to America 150 years ago. But for a long time, the family didn't even know who was all part of our family tree. Great Aunt Jayette came across a headstone one day while visiting a Dunn County cemetery. And all it contained was 3 words. Mother, father, Geary. When she asked my great uncle Larry, who was laid to rest there, he said, well, I don't know, men. So for the past couple of decades, Great Aunt Jayette has made it her mission to not only identify the names of our Geary ancestors, but also to get to know them. She has so many stories of poring over archives of publications that no longer exist, through marriage certificates, and she's even stumbled across a couple of vintage wares at thrift sales that had the name Geary written on them. Frankly, I haven't appreciated all of that work and all of that history until recently, but I should have. I don't know who I would be if I didn't grow up in Wisconsin, and I don't know who I would be without the Gearys. I don't think I'd be a loudmouth, cursing, hardworking woman if I didn't spend every Labor Day weekend at Geary Fest. But I do know one thing. For the Gearys, Ufta means family. Thank you.
McKenna Shear shared that piece on Geary Fest at a live storytelling event in Eau Claire at the Lakely. It was hosted by WPR's Wisconsin Life and the Chippewa Valley Writers Guild. To hear her full story, go to wisconsinlife.org or check out the Wisconsin Life podcast. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lola Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCullum.
This is Wisconsin Today.